Welcome to the Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore. It is Saturday, November the 6th, 2021. On this edition of the Politocrat, Astroworld. Houston, we have some serious problems. 8 people dead. I'll explain more about this right after this. The following news report contains disturbing descriptions. Listener discretion is advised.
A day after the tragic Astroworld Festival in Houston, investigators tried to understand the course of events. Hours before the stampede, many were already overexcited, bypassing security as they arrived at Energy Park. The Travis Scott concert was sold out, and some tried to attend without tickets. Pressure escalated at 9 p.m. The crowd pushed towards the stage. Some were pressed so hard they couldn't breathe and fainted. These images show an ambulance treating the first victims while the concert continues. A few officers at that part of the site were overwhelmed. Half an hour later, several people were on the ground and being trampled over.
Security or EMTs could not physically get over to any people in the crowd. There's just too many people. And at some point, the barricades became a hindrance. Like, anybody couldn't get over there. The people were, like, trapped in the area.
You know, people got too trusted with others and took some drugs they were not supposed to, I'm assuming. And it got hot and just dancing, and it all caved in. It just, people couldn't breathe. It passed out left and right. Some people didn't care and just stomped on them or ignored them.
This shouldn't happen. People shouldn't have to wonder if their loved ones are okay from going to a concert. It just shouldn't happen.
Organizers said they're shocked and sent condolences to victims' families, thanking police for intervening fast, while investigators examined the site and videos to understand what led to one of the deadliest concerts in U.S. history.
That was Shirley Sitbon of France 24. And I wanted to play that report for you before I started to talk about a very, very sad event. That report from France 24 just really got to the heart of the matter. And goodness gracious me. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear. It's just very, very sad indeed. It truly is very, very sad indeed. And this report was from today, Saturday, November the 6th. And it was Friday, November the 5th, just, 4 days after the Houston Astros lost the World Series, that something much more serious and much more grave was lost. And that was 8 lives. 8 lives were lost in this stampede, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, of people at Astroworld in Houston at NRG Stadium, I guess it was. And my goodness gracious me, we've had stampedes in this country. We've had them in many countries. I think of immediately what happened, 30 years ago now in Hillsborough, 32 years ago now in Hillsborough in Yorkshire, in England, with the stampede, really the crushing of people up against a fence at a football match back in 1989 between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest. That was the FA Cup semi-final, but that's not even the point who it was playing. It was that 97 people, pretty much all of them, I think, were Liverpool fans. Every last one of them were crushed to death when the police made the decision. Commander David Druckenfield made the decision to open up the gates to let more people into what was already a packed stadium section that was a standing section. And in those days, that's what they were in England. There were lots of places on the called terraces that you would stand on. And there was an overflow of people outside Hillsborough, the home of a team called Sheffield Wednesday, football team in England. And there were so many people outside the stadium who clearly had not got tickets, or who did have tickets, some of them, and just wanted to get into the stadium so they could not afford to miss the kickoff. And for reasons known only to him, police commander, West Yorkshire Police, I think, David Druckenfield, or Druckenfeld, or whatever his last name was, decided in his own infinite wisdom to open up the gates and let more people come in to what was already an overpacked, overcrowded section. And 97 people were crushed to death as there was a surge from the back, and it was just really awful. There have been so many documentaries done on that. And they're still trying to get justice for the 97 people. There was an admission of criminal wrongdoing and the clearing of the name of 97 people. One of the 97 died just recently, within the last year or two. It had been 96 people who had all died closer to the time of the actual stampede and the actual crushing of people. There were newspapers in England that blamed the people, the fans, for dying. Literally, I mean, the Sun newspaper is a piece of garbage, which is why the Sun does never get sold on Merseyside in northwestern England in Liverpool, because Liverpool fans who died were being blamed by the Sun, the Sun newspaper, daily newspaper, disgusting newspaper, and that paper does not get sold in Liverpool anywhere. You can't find it anywhere. Because it's been very clear that people are not countenancing the slander of dead people, which is what the Sun did. So I say all of that because I wonder what newspapers will do to these eight people. I don't think the newspapers here in the United States are going to be demonizing, although we've seen lots of things happen in this country. I don't think the papers in this country are going to be demonizing the eight souls who were lost at a stampede, and it really happened in very similar ways to what happened at Hillsborough, except they weren't standing on terraces. There were people being led into an already overcrowded concert. Many of those people, just like the situation at Hillsborough back in 1989, did not have tickets. A lot of them bum-rushed security, ran through the security checkpoint, so that's another problem right there. It was just a nightmare on Friday night, last night, when that happened. And so that was just a horrible, horrible thing. Eight people died at that concert. It was a Travis Scott concert. He is apparently I don't know much about Travis Scott. Mr. Scott apparently is a rapper, and he's a megastar rapper now, and he's just got a phenomenal amount of following on social media platforms, and apparently is good at what he does. I don't know. I've never really heard a lick from Mr. Scott in terms of what he does on the stage. I have no idea about him at all. But now I know him, and I'm sure you do too, as his concert was the one which this stampede of people happened in. And as you heard there, in quite disturbing terms, one concert goer eyewitness said that people were literally stamping and stomping on each other. Some people were stamping on other people who were already lying down. And that report from France 24, you obviously couldn't see it, but the video is quite disturbing at moments. And I must say that it's a harrowing report. It really is. And you heard how harrowing it was. You just imagine some of those pictures are not easy to look at. And it's just very sad to me. Eight people's lives lost, and they didn't have to be that way. There were security concerns, we're finding out, about this situation. There were officials from Houston who had actually been warning about crowd control issues. It's just crazy what's happened here. It's just really horrible. There was an issue literally back in 2019, only 2 years ago, where there was the AstroWorld Festival. It's actually Travis Scott's own festival. It's called the AstroWorld Festival. It's his. And it's just unreal. And this happened 2 years ago where there were issues with crowd control at the same place, which means that Mr. Scott should have known what was coming. In fact, there are stories all over the place at this late hour that there were people who actually told Travis Scott that this would be a very dangerous and risky thing, this Astroworld concert, that it would be a very serious thing. The security is not big enough. It's not good enough. There's going to be crowd control issues. And he just sat there listening and, And Travis Scott, who, of course, is going to get sued up the wazoo from not just the families of these eight people who are no longer here. It's just so horrible. But from pretty much anybody who was everybody at that concert who got some kind of injury. You know, and believe me, there's going to be a lawsuit against him, against Astroworld, against the stadium, against, I mean, the city of Houston. You better believe it, that when these kinds of horrible events happen, there are going to be lawsuits up the wazoo. And, you know, it's going to be absolutely on fire with lawsuits. And you can expect that and understand it. But the fact that Travis Scott had done this Astroworld Festival before at the same event, and I'm sure Energy Park or Energy Stadium, whatever it's called, they're going to be sued. You know, all of these security agencies are going to be sued. It's going to be a free-for-all. But the fact that Travis Scott knew about this beforehand and had been warned about this concern, and that he'd done this concert 2 years ago where there were some crowd issues, and that there's video all over social media today. I mean, it's just flying all over the place. Today, you know, I saw some today, and tonight, just flying all over the place with video of people who are telling, literally going up to the stage and onto the to the side of the stage and climbing up a ladder and telling a cameraman, look, you've got to tell them to stop this show. Stop the show. People are dying. There are dead bodies out here. People can't breathe. People are being crushed to death. There are people who are just completely dead. And you cannot continue this concert. And they kept going. They kept filming. You see the video. The video's all over the place. I don't even have to tell you what the platform is. You can go dial it up easily. Anywhere. Online. On all the usual platforms. It's everywhere. And they just continued the show. There was one moment, apparently, where Travis Scott pointed into the crowd and recognized that there was an ambulance there. But, I mean, the show pretty much went on. And people died. Just horrible. Just absolutely horrible thing. And I think that report summed it up. I wanted to play it from the France 24 perspective, even though you hear people speaking English. I wanted to play it from that perspective because it just seemed so much more cool, cold. I mean, not cool as in cool, but cold and detached. And it was just hard news. You just heard it. It's just horrible that that happened. You know, it didn't have to happen. This was Travis Scott. Now, by the way, Travis Scott, as I said, he's a megastar rapper these days. He's apparently from Houston. He's a local lad. And he released a statement onto Twitter. And it says here, I am absolutely devastated by what took place last night. My prayers go out to the families and all those impacted by what happened at Astroworld Festival. Houston PD has my total support as they continue to look into the tragic loss of life. I am committed to working together with the Houston community to heal and support the families in need. Thank you to Houston PD, Fire Department, and NRG Park for their immediate response and support. Love you all. Now that is a statement from a lawyer. That is not a statement from Travis Scott. I'll tell you why. Because that statement does not say anything at all about the concert, about it being stopped, about anything to do with that. I mean, it talks about it mentions what took place. That's what he says. He didn't say the specifics of it, but he's not stupid, and his lawyers aren't stupid. And his lawyers, I'm sure, told him to just stick to the result of what happened. And I mean, you wouldn't have thought that he was even at the concert where this happened if you listened to that statement that I just read. You know, he's completely isolated himself from the whole group of events that happened right before him, right around him, right near him. And it's unconscionable that a concert would continue on as people are dying. But that's what you have in a country that cares less about people and more about profits. And as a result, you have 8 people who are no longer with us. And you can't afford to have a situation like that and not expect to have some consequences happen. And I understand that Travis Scott had made a video statement on Instagram, and he doesn't have that up there anymore. And I tell you why he doesn't, is because he is going to have that statement used against him. And what's going to happen is that when he gets to post, because listen, he's going to get sued. They're all going to get sued. And I can guarantee you within the next day or two, there are going to be lawsuits for everybody, as I said. And what's going to happen is that the lawyers who depose him in depositions are going to be referring to the video statement that he made on Instagram. I didn't see it. He took that down. It's not on his Instagram page anymore, unless he's hidden it somewhere and put it in some cryptic spot that only his most devoted fans can get to. That video does not appear on his Instagram page. And it's just very easy to find his Instagram page anyway. I mean, this is so bad. In the video, though, from what I've been hearing from news reports, is he said he was devastated, he couldn't believe it, he's so shocked, he's so saddened. But that video obviously has been deleted, and I bet you it's been deleted because his lawyers told him to do that. Because I'm telling you, I'm not saying that the guy is a stupid person, he's not. But he is someone who is going to face legal action here, and maybe even some criminal negligence. I mean, I think that you've got here a case in the order, a very different case, don't get me wrong, but you've got things in the order of what happened in Hillsborough in 1989. You've got something in the order of what happened just last month in New Mexico with the film set, the Rush film set, and Alec Baldwin killing the cinematographer of that movie. Now look, it's never described like that. When you read it in the corporate news media or in the press in general, you don't hear those words, Alec Baldwin killed someone. If you say that Alec Baldwin murdered someone, we don't know that that's true, because murder is a legal term of art. It is a legal concept. It is a charge that is used in the parameters of law and in the parameters and the strictures of criminal law. So therefore, it is factually and legally incorrect to say that he murdered someone, because that particular word murder is a legal word. It is a word that belongs to the legal community, and there has not been any trial yet for Alec Baldwin. You hear me say the word murderers all the time on this podcast, but if we're really talking about it, and I should know this, certainly I should know better as an attorney myself, that if you talk about murder before the trials happened and say it's murder, I mean, that's your personal opinion, obviously, but murder is a legal term. So until the person that you are accusing of murder or saying is a murderer has been put on trial for that charge and acquitted of it or convicted of it, then you really should not be saying anything about Alec Baldwin murdering someone. Now, Alec Baldwin did kill someone. And killing, the word killing, is not a word that is used in the legal terminology. Now, the word kill is mentioned, obviously, but there isn't a charge about kill, right? It's not killing in the third degree. It's murder in the third degree. Murder in the first degree. It's not first degree kill. It's not first degree killing. It's first degree murder. So the word murder is a legal charge, a legal concept. It defines a legal definition of an act that is a criminal act that is punishable. And killing is not a legal term of art. The word kill is not, as I just have illustrated to you, you don't have something called first degree killing, first degree murder, first degree kill. That is not in the legal concept at all in the United States. Now, the definition of first degree murder may contain the word kill or killing, but as I say, there is no charge that says he or she or they have been charged with first degree kill. It's first degree murder. But however you look at this, and it's not semantics at all, by the way, Travis Scott is in big effing trouble, as are a number of other people, and a number of other entities. They are all in trouble. And this reflects something that's really deep and disturbing about me knocking over a microphone and equipment. And my goodness gracious me, if I do this again, I will have to probably end up spending untold amounts of money. I just seem to do this a lot, knocking over equipment and things. And it's a miracle that the equipment is still in very good shape. But I think the sound effect is a real one. that is not even a sound effect. It's actually exactly what happened. I think everything looks okay here, and we are back. I hope you can hear me. Sorry about that abrupt, and that might have startled you, and I apologize for startling you with all that rambunctious noise that suddenly happened without warning. So, again, my real apologies, sincere apologies to you. But as I said before, Travis Scott and a lot of other people are in deep trouble here. And this is a case on the order of criminal negligence and criminally negligent homicide, really. I mean, really, it's getting to a point. I mean, because the Rust movie set, that to me is a case of criminal negligent homicide. Criminally negligent homicide. That is what that is, in my view as an attorney. Like, I don't have all the exact facts. I have some of the facts. But that situation, and there have been news stories since where someone apparently now, I don't know how true this is, though, but there are news reports that have said that someone put a live round in to the gun. Well, yeah, obviously someone did, or there was a live round in there at some point. Obviously, it killed a human being. So, yeah, someone put a live round in there. The question is who? And the bottom line is that Alec Baldwin is far from being off the hook here. He killed somebody. Whether he knew there was a live bullet in there, whether he was told there was not a live bullet in there, you must do everything to assure safety on a movie set or anywhere else. And if Alec Baldwin doesn't check that gun or ask a prop person or prop handler to check the gun again, does he not bear some responsibility here? Is he not perhaps engaging in some recklessness by even pointing a gun? I talked about this a couple of weeks back, right around when the time this incident actually happened, when this killing happened. What was he doing? And one of the things I said was, what is he doing pointing a gun anyway toward and in the direction of the cinematographer and the director? What is he even doing that for? I think you're told in this life that you should never point a gun at anybody, whether it's loaded or whether it's not loaded, whether it's a toy gun or whether it's not. You should be never, ever, 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 ever pointing a gun at someone. Even if it's not loaded. You should never do that. Ever, ever, ever. And Alec Baldwin did. I don't know why, but he did. And I just love the way that some of these news accounts completely whitewash everything. As if Alec Baldwin, oops, I was just an innocent bystander. And this thing in my hand just went off. And it struck this poor cinematographer. Come on now. And this is what Travis Scott is now going to have to reckon with in this situation now. Because Travis Scott has done this concert before at the same venue. There were issues before of crowd control. There are issues, clearly, of the crowd control in last night's concert. And He was warned. He was warned by officials, including the Houston police chief, who actually visited Travis Scott and registered concern about all of what could happen. So it's not as if Travis Scott is some neophyte here and doesn't know what the possibilities for harm and danger are. It was a dangerous event. Not because Travis Scott was there, but because you have so many people at it, you clearly had security that was paper thin, so they're going to be in trouble. Energy Stadium or Energy Park is going to be in big trouble. They're going to be sued because they didn't have the proper security protocol. They didn't have a proper mechanism in place for crowd control. The stadium has been known as a place where crowd control is an issue, and it was known 2 years before, at least on one prior occasion. There might be more. I mean, NRG Park is going to get hit hard here, and I'm not defending them. Of course they should get hit. Now, whether or not they have to pay out anything is another story. I hate to be even talking about that before we even talk about the eight people, but this is so horrible. And this is what happens when you're herded into a situation like this, where profits are more important to people than people are. How are you going to continue a blooming concert show and eight people dead? I mean, this reminds me of the whole thing with Gimme Shelter. During that Rolling Stones concert back in, what, 71 or 2? And there was a woman who was raped and killed there, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly. There's a whole documentary done about it called Gimme Shelter. Now, it's just so horrible. Again, I know I've repeated that word a few gazillion times. But the fact of the matter is that these events happen when people do not care about people. It was actually in 1969, by the way, this concert. It's so bad. I mean, oh God. It's just so bad. I can't. It's just so bad. Yeah, I just can't. That was just such a horrible event. You know, it was just a horrible event. It's a horrible event. That concert in 1969. It's just. Oh my God, Altamont. I mean, that's just an absolute. Oh God, Altamont. I mean, that is the 1969. That is a big, big problem. And I mean, I'm saying that now in disbelief. I mean, I know of it. I knew of it then. But that is an absolute. Jeez. Honestly, it's just, well. It's just horrible. It's horrible. The woman was killed there. Meredith Hunter. Killed. Jesus Christ. And I could have sworn that. Oh boy. Jesus Lord. I mean, it's just so bad. I mean, this has been a long history of this. It's just so bad. It's just so bad. And I mean, good grief. Yeah, that whole Gimme Shelter thing. I mean, this is what happens. This is so bad. Human beings, we can be so nasty to each other. We can be so good and so kind and so loving to each other, but we can be so, just so utterly inhumane toward each other. And history has shown it. It's not like I am sitting here. Listen, it doesn't give me any. It doesn't give me any joy whatsoever to be talking about these things. It really doesn't. And it just seems to me that this society that we are in, this global village that we live in most cases and in many corners of the globe, just chooses not to care and does not care about human beings. Cares far more about money and profit, and how much more money we can squeeze out of something. It's just so clear to me. And the fact that Travis Scott was told that there were problems ahead and that there were big concerns, and he didn't on that alone give another thought to stopping the concert, didn't think about, well, maybe I should stop this, shows you. You got hundreds of people also injured in addition to the 8 people who were killed. It's just so bad. I don't want to read out any more descriptions. I don't want to read any descriptions. I think the report that I played you spells out just about everything that you need to know. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's with a heavy heart that I talk about this because it's something that could have been avoided, I think. Had there been more planning, had there been more of a careful assessment, and I'm just speculating here, of course, so. But when you have an event like this, it is indicative of a lack of planning. It is indicative of a lack of resources. It's indicative of not enough money being spent on the resources, i.e. security. And therefore, it is got and has got all the indicia of a money grab and a profit grab. And to hell with security, we're going to cut costs and we are going to get buku dollars on the cheap and we're going to make buku profits. That's what this all stinks like to me. Notice I didn't use the word smells like. That's what this stinks like. This is one of the deadliest, you know, crowd control issues in a concert in the United States for a long time. I mean, you have a situation where 11 people were crushed to death at a concert for The Who in Cincinnati in 1979. People bum-rushed the entrance and 11 people were crushed to death. It's just so evil. What is it about us that we need to be doing that? Why, really, a life is worth being lost for you to get into a concert? You heard that male voice in that very disturbing France 24 report. I found it to be quite disturbing, at least. When he says, well, people were just trampling on people. Now, he did make this assumption that they were on drugs, and we don't know that. So he was, oh, well, I assume they were on drugs. Well, we don't know. But we do know, and I do believe him when he says, I saw people there and they were just trampling on each other, trampling people. And I totally think that that happens. It's so awful, though. Why do we do that for a freaking concert? Why do we do it at all? It doesn't matter if it's a concert or not. In Germany, 11 years ago, 2010, 18 people were crushed to death, trapped and crushed to death at a dance music festival, something, I think it was Electronica or something. And there's this pattern I talked to you earlier about the Hillsborough horror, where 97 people were crushed to death. Liverpool fans. This is so bad. It's so painful. I can't even go on and talk about this anymore. I literally have totally maxed out any kind of thing that I want to say about this because it's very painful. It's unfolding still. So all the facts are not in yet. There are investigations happening. The Houston PD, that's the Houston Police Department, They are expected, to get in on this and do some investigating. And there's going to be obviously a number of other investigators. And I'll follow up with this. And I will certainly keep up on this and talk more about the result and the current investigation that is going to, I'm sure, no doubt happen and everything else. But a lot of people, not only a lot of people in trouble, but more importantly than that, you've got 8 families who will never have their loved ones again in their lives. And that, for me, is the hardest thing of all. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of The Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore.